Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Keke Kiler. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Dreesen. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Burger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Randy Moore. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wes Skolmerich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Cunningham. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bruce Cunningham. And now, play ball. Keke Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a fly ball into right field. Skolmerich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dreesen fields it and throws to first for the out. Kiler moves to second. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiler scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dreesen moves to second. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Dreesen moves to third. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dreesen scores. Burger moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cunningham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Skolmerich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kyler scores. English moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to home to get English. Hornsby moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berger. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, English applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maguire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. English misplays the ball. That's an error on English. Wes Skolmerick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerick is 0-for-1 in the game. Skolmerick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparrer hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kyler is called out on strikes. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie Maguire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maguire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maguire hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Georges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Berger reaches second base with a double. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berger scores. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 0-for-2 in the game. Skolmerich takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparrer hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cunningham, and towards Moranville, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Skolmerich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dreesen hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. English reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. English scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berger who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Hornsby scores. Stevenson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Cubs. Hal Haid now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 6-2, Cubs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 3 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerges scores. Bush moves to second. It's 7-2, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bush scores. Kyler moves to second. It's 8-2, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. English hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Moore picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Moore. Kyler scores. English moves to third. It's 9-2, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheely for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Taylor bunts towards third. Dreesen fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 4 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Skolmarek. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Stevenson scores. It's 10-2, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sparrer for a passed ball. Hartnett moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 4 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haight fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to second. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Grimm scores. It's 12-2, Cubs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got one RBI. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skolmerich hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Richborg pinch hits for Al Sparrer. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-3, Cubs. Johnny Noone pinch hits for Freddie McGuire. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone is hit by the pitch. Al Buhl pinch hits for Hal Haight. Al Buhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buhl hits a line drive into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dreesen hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and Boston Braves, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.